This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I'm a little sad at the scenario that's playing out right now. Alec Medford came here on his day off, but Athena's gone, and now it looks like he's leaving. He didn't want to participate in the show more.
It's okay. It's his day off. Why are you trying to guilt him into doing stuff?
Oh, wait, he's going to come back and work now.
Jeez, man. You know what? Here, you can sit in the chair if you want to. Be comfortable. And so Alec said, you know what? Screw that guy, Kevin. I'm going back to take part.
Yay, he's back.
Now, here's the deal. I Kevin, I know I presented this to you this morning. You did not make like any suggestions. I said you have an option. You have a personal, heartwarming story,
right?
Or nonsense. And since you said nothing, I asked Atolo, and he said, "Get rid of that stupid heartwarming story. I want nonsense. It's Friday, baby.
Yeah,
the Friday football feast."
And like, if we're gonna pull the curtain back all the way, I said, "I love Kyle. I don't care about talking about this game."
Yeah,
a whole
lot. That actually did happen.
Although, if you do, 9 a.m., the pregame starts. Daryl Moose Johnston will be on there.
Cool.
And CA is going to have another player profile. So it's going to be an awesome pregame show.
That is awesome. I will do the personal story next week. Okay. I think it's a pretty significant one. But this is time for a nonsense question that I've been holding on to, Alec, so that Kevin could be around. I wanted to do it while you and I were working together, but I was like, I think Kevin would enjoy this too. So the entire group gets to be part of this question. Where is the place in your home that if something goes there, it doesn't exist anymore? Because for me, it's under the fridge. If something falls on the floor and rolls under the fridge, it is gone. There could be a black hole under there for all I know. It's gone under the fridge. And now it does not exist anymore. 877-881-1053. Where is the place? Because the other day, I think it was like a grape or something. It hit the floor, rolled under the fridge. My dog like tried to attack it, and grapes are toxic for dogs. So I was like, oh, no. And then I went,
is that right?
Yeah,
oh,
I was like, ah, it's fine. It went under the fridge. He'll never get it. So I don't know if he did or not, but he's still alive.
So it's behind the fold-out. Oh, man, he loved that. It's behind the fold-out firehouse my son has in his room. Sometimes he'll be like, hey, let's move it out into the living room. And we're like, no, that's okay. Let's just let's leave it here. It opens and shuts, but that thing is heavy as all get out. And like, it has a whole bunch of pieces inside of it, so if you move it, it feels like everything is going to fall. And so if something goes back behind that, like up against the wall, we're like, we don't really need that toy anymore.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
Oh, no, maybe Santa will bring you another one or something like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, or not, you know.
By the way, Santa crushed it with Noah this year.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah, his three big gifts, he loves all of them. A little electric drivable car that he drives in a circle around our house 50 million times. I made the mistake of telling him.
Outside of the house? Like on the streets?
No, so we did try it outside of the house. It is not an all-terrain electric vehicle.
Okay.
All
right.
It is.
I thought you were going to say he kept running into other cars.
No. We gave it a shot. It did not work super well with really if there was anything on the sidewalk whatsoever. But
one of those razor scooters where if you hit a crack or a rock, you're done.
You're done.
You're just going to die.
I made the mistake when he went around of telling him I was going to time him. And so he came around. I was like, that's 13 seconds. And then he just kept going. And he goes, how many this time? How many this? Every single time.
It's like throwing a kid in the pool.
Yes.
Now it's like, you now pick me up and throw me again.
Okay. And so now I just have to make up numbers. And I'm like, oh, that was tough. That was 20. And he just keeps zipping around. And
dude, I used to do that with the kids, too. Hey, watch how fast I am. And I'd be like, you're not even wearing your new shoes. Go get your new shoes on. Because then that gave me time to do my own stuff. You know?
Right.
Because I needed excuses for them to go do things. So I'd be like, clean your room? And they'd say no. But I'd say, go for a run up and down the hallway. And they'd be like, I'm in on that. I'm racing myself. And so you keep telling them that they haven't beat their last time. So they're like, all right, I'm going to challenge myself to beat the last time. They think they went faster. You just added 40 seconds.
Exactly. Oh, man. So
that's kinda evil.
And the big slide and the trampoline were all
Man, trampoline.
I mean, it's like a – it's not a big trampoline.
Did you do any tramping back there?
Man, do you know what one of my favorite jokes is? And this is not about anybody here, but I had not heard this until a couple of years ago. Somebody was like, yeah, it used to be a jumpaline until your mom got on it. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Well, apparently a lot of you are not familiar with that joke either. But yeah, I had never heard that in my life. And then I was like, oh, dip? But definitely not at you, Alex.
Well, MJF would have told me that.
Oh, I will tell you something off air. I just thought that's probably not suitable for air. But what I learned is my wife might need Forgiveness Friday. I know we didn't do that or Baseball Nuggets. We've had too much content today, but...
We just said tramp stuff, and now you're bringing up your wife. What are you doing right now, bro? Let me protect you here.
This is not going to be about promiscuity or anything.
All right.
We put the trampoline together, and they have these springs that you have to, like, I don't know, be able to pull as tight as conceivably possible. And I was like, I just feel like we need something to help us pull it. Mm-hmm. And we eventually put it together, busted up our hands and everything. And then yesterday.
Y'all found the little hook thing?
Yeah. Yesterday, Jess goes, hey, I have news. It's not good or bad or relevant, but I was putting the trampoline box away, and there's this tool in there, and I was like, well, I won't repeat what I said. And I go, how is that not bad news? But yeah, so we put the trampoline together without the tool.
Mm-hmm.
Not my favorite.
I am very impressed because we had the tool when we put ours together.
It looks like it would have come in really handy.
And I told my wife whenever we moved out of that house, I said, we're leaving the trampoline because I do not want to ever have to put that thing together again. So congratulations to you.
Yes.
You love your children much more than I do.
Yeah, that's nice. I once owned a trampoline and I didn't have to put it together because it was after a storm.
And
I woke up and there was a trampoline in the backyard and it was
in perfect condition. And you decided you owned it?
It was in perfect condition. I'm so serious. It did not get warped, bent, or anything. And I was like, Dad, can we keep it? And he was like, no, that's wrong. And I was like, no, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. This is mine. It's in our backyard, isn't it? They're just going to come and take it?
Yeah. Yeah. Who? Yeah. You have no clue where that thing came from. It could have come from Kansas, you know?
It doesn't have dog tags. I can't just return it to the
lost owner. Is that a Wizard of Oz reference?
Look at you. We're back in action, baby. I like it. I like that, man. Where was I with all this?
This is the worst show we've done this year. I agree.
You don't know that. We had Athena on. Like, that was great.
It's also
wonderful.
The best show we've done this year.
Yeah, good point.
That's just for you.
From the 214, Kevin, did you hear Sad Alec yesterday during the Alec Load intro where he did his own delayed yeah?
Yeah. It was very lonely.
Oh, no.
It was very lonely because, Fred hasn't gotten the memo on... on how we do things in
AM
on the FM.
I love Fred to death, but when we had him on Peace-a-thon, we couldn't get him to tell us what he thinks would happen in the game tomorrow. It was
on his show that night.
Yeah, it was 12 hours away. He goes, you're going to have to wait and find out. And I'm like, you can't just tell me now? And he goes, nope. So that's a surprise.
We got to stop calling it the Alec Load, too. Mm-hmm. That's...
That was what they said.
I was just reading.
I read text verbatim.
I know.
Because I don't want to
get
in trouble.
Yeah, hey, so texters, stop it.
Yeah, for real.
If you're like, this will trip Corey up, stop it.
It will. It definitely will. Alec, where is the place in your home where if something goes there, it's gone for good?
I got to say behind my desk because it's flat. Like, the back of the desk is flat, so it can sit flush against the wall, but the baseboard kind of gives a little bit, maybe even like a quarter inch of like a slot between the wall and the desk. And I'll put like credit cards down there or like IDs and gift cards or business cards and stuff that like I'll just kind of set on the edge of the desk and I'll bump into the desk and they fall behind. And sure, the back where your legs go, there's nothing there so I can just grab it off the ground. But there's like a little organizer on the side, a little cabinet, and that is just fully finished in. So if something falls behind there, it's gone. I had like one of those, I got a credit card that had some like welcome bonus that was going like a year ago that I wanted to use. It fell back there. I never activated the card.
It's like the Jack Leiter head that we picture we had.
Yeah.
It was on the wall at the studio and it fell behind one of the boxes.
Thing.
And we could pull a panel out and see Jack Leiter's face, but we couldn't actually get it because we could not access it. That was wild.
I know it's so a long shot. Is there any chance your bed is like connected to some steps that go up to your desk to your bed overhead? Do you have like a cool desk bed combo?
I did growing up.
Oh.
Yeah, at the old house when I was in like middle school maybe. I did. And then I got tired of it because it was just big and bulky.
Okay.
Yeah.
You too adult to have a bunk bed now?
That's what I'm also thinking too because, you know, inviting any adult human over is going to scare them away. You know, I would not do that. Yeah.
Oh, here's the thing. I think you bring a lady into a room. I'm not sure about this because I'm not a lady. But you bring a lady in and you're just like, you want top bunk. She's like, look how generous he is offering me top bunk. That's the one everybody wants.
Alec, you made a mistake. It's like if you're in a trial, you're like, you can't cross-examine that. They didn't bring that up. But now you brought it up. How does it work if you want to bring a lady over with your dad?
I just say somebody's coming over.
Oh, and is he like, good job?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, neat.
He takes the sock off the door and takes off for the night. That's how it's supposed to be.
Damn, man. That could have another meaning, I feel like.
I'm just not going to comment at this point.
Okay.
This
is,
oh, man, you're doing great.
You just made me even more excited to remember the fact that I'm moving out
man.
Soon.
I just want to point out.
No, I'm moving out
soon. What was the part
soon,
that made you
so
the most excited?
You just reminded me that I am glad Alan. That will not be brought up again here in the near future.
Yeah, he broke news earlier this week that he's moving out. Didn't even tell his dad or anything.
I did.
He told me.
You're just trying to start mess like you did with quotation marks earlier.
Yeah.
Quote you me. Saw that email, though. I did have quotation marks on there. I was like, whoops.
Guys, have y'all ever heard of Gabon? Gabon's national soccer team was so bad.
How bad were they?
They were so bad.
Nobody?
That the government suspended the team indefinitely and fired the entire staff.
Oh,
don't
no.
you feel like that's what everybody wants the Cowboys to do every year
yes.
when they don't do well? It's just like, fire everybody and suspend the team.
See? That's what our question to Jerry should have been. Do you think you should suspend the team and just not show up? It's not a home game. Go ahead.
Here were the scores, though. They lost to Cameroon 1-0.
That's not bad.
They lost to Ivory Coast 3-2.
Okay.
And they lost to Mozambique 3-2 as well. I got that right, didn't I? Mozambique.
Yeah.
There you go.
What was this?
Hey,
I'm
Dylan,
sorry,
Dylan,
I didn't
go ahead
hear
and
the
dump
score.
That thing that I said a minute ago. We'll edit that one out.
What was the score of that game?
3-2.
So they lost them all by one?
By
and they're
one
like,
goal.
That's it. You're
and they
done.
Suspended Program's the whole national over. Teams and it's done with. The government,
man.
They're down on it, man. So that's a thing.
That feels a little harsh, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And then also, I don't know if you talked about this one with Sean Payton. Sean Payton said he didn't have, he said, I didn't know it was New Year's Eve. The most
what?
Overrated holiday, honestly, because he didn't give a message to his players about going out and drinking and partying.
Oh.
He said, I didn't know it was the most overrated holiday, honestly. Like, seriously, I did not know that it was New Year's Eve. Plus, today's generation doesn't drink as much, so I didn't feel like I had to give that much. Do you think that's true, drinkers out there?
Absolutely not.
But also, do you lose any faith in your coach if he doesn't have a general understanding of the calendar? Like, I get it if you, it's like, I
he
heard.
He said it's the most overrated of the holidays.
Okay, that's fine. Like, I can live with that. I heard somebody on the radio years ago complaining. They're like, Whole Foods, I never even heard of that. And I was like, what
Liar.
Are you talking about?
Liar.
You can tell me you'd never go to Whole Foods, mm-hmm. but to say, like, you've never heard of it. So he can say it's overrated, but to be like, I didn't even know it was New Year's Eve. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's crazy. You should know. You should know because you know that you have games coming up and when the new year's going to be and what the January's on its way.
And that's the only day people actually know what it is between Christmas and New Year's Day because the 26th, 27th, you're like, I don't know what day it is. Do I have to go to work? The kids aren't in school. Is it a Thursday? Is
yeah.
it a Sunday? I have no idea.
Yeah.
So that I could see a little bit more.
Evidently, though, when he got back to talk to the media, he was like, it's good to see y'all. I haven't seen y'all since last year. So that was a real big deal for Sean Payton. And that's the C Block, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin?
We're the KNC Masterpiece. God, I hate this show. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it was going to be Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because, but I already told you. Either way. So perhaps we'll do Forgiveness Friday instead, and then some Masterpiece of the Week, maybe even some baseball nuggets, all of it next right here on The Fan.
All those hopeful fans who have traveled to South Florida. Third and goal to the end zone. They go. It is intercepted, and it's Finney again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece, still back here on 105.3 The Fan. I was trying to avoid being heckled, so I just went ahead and started talking while we were playing audio. I hope I did not talk over that audio. We get information from one Corey Majors that Cooper Flagg has been named the NBA Rookie of the Month, which makes a whole lot of sense.
I'm sorry, Kevin, the Western Conference Rookie of the Month. Yeah, my apologies.
23.5 points per game last month, 6.2 rebounds, 4.8 assists, shot 52% from the field. And you're seeing some better shooting from three. Still leaves definitely something to be desired, but definitely some better shooting from the field. Do you guys want to fire up mini baseball nuggets? Forgiveness Friday? What are you thinking?
I like the Forgiveness Friday.
Okay.
But somebody said baseball nuggets, though, so what do you think?
Well, we'll try to move through this really, really quickly.
All right.
Do you want to give forgiveness to Matt Eberflus, who we both took away this morning? Okay, this morning, that it sounds like he might still be employed here next year, but Matt Eberflus said he loves Kenneth Murray in terms of his leadership, and he has won a few game balls.
Hold on, what? When has he gotten a game ball?
For his what? Great play and awesome leadership.
In which game?
In a few. So that's at least three?
That is a coach right there who, that was his guy. He's the reason that player's here.
Yeah.
He stood on the table for him. He was like, yeah, if you could bring me this guy, I think we can do this. And so he's just continuing to be supportive because, Kevin, you have to be supportive of players if you're a coach in the NFL.
Right.
If you're not supportive, you'll lose players so fast. And so that's I know he's saying that. And just like Jerry's saying that about this defensive coordinator, saying the things that he's saying, whether he believes them or not.
Now, Alec, maybe you can help me out on this one from the 3-2-1. Jacob Ray needs forgiveness for hating the earth. Did he say something on the show yesterday about how he hates the earth?
Well, he was on G-Bag yesterday.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
I was producing that show. He did say he hates the earth.
Huh. what was the context of that, Dylan?
Well, they were talking about like the earth and he just said he like doesn't like taking care of the earth. It was kind of sad.
Oh, okay.
Like Kevin. Yeah. Kevin doesn't recycle because he's like,
No.
Hold
stop.
On. Let me.
You're
going to
lose
you
this
me.
One.
You said I don't like to recycle because I'm not going to be here 500 years from now.
All right. Did that happen? Yes. In the meantime, this is going to turn on you. In the meantime, I have recycled. I stopped wasting water. But let's go to Corey Majors for his philosophy on recycling.
Mm. I will say this. Our recycling's full, so I've been putting my cans in the regular trash because it's just too much work. But
what?
Also, everything can go in the recycling. It doesn't matter for multiple reasons I'm finding out. They say that Plano doesn't actually even do anything. They just give you two bins.
But it's your quote back in the day. You go, that's for them to figure out.
I
just put it all
they
in the
want me to recycle. I said, okay, because I want to save the planet too, Kevin. But if that pizza box has some pizza sauce in it, that's not my fault. You know what? If that paper plate has some ketchup on it, I don't need to go clean the paper plate before I throw it in recycling. They'll make sure that they take care of that.
All right. Well, so see.
But at least I tried.
Okay.
You know?
I'm like Jacob Ray, who apparently
he's like, I hate the earth.
Good luck, Mother Earth.
Go find another planet then, Jacob.
So I think Never mind. I think you're going to like this one, Alec. Does Shedeur Sanders need to ask for forgiveness? He has 7 touchdowns and 10 interceptions this year. Over the last 3 games, he's thrown for 2 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Here's the part you're going to love.
Ooh.
Shedeur Sanders has the 3rd worst completion percentage above expected this year, ahead of only J.J. McCarthy and Dylan Gabriel.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The 2 quarterbacks they drafted are 2 of the 3 worst in terms of efficiency this season.
It's just like your reason that you don't like Trey Young. They're volume shooting with quarterbacks, and they're missing with every shot. It's incredible how incompetent that front office is. And I love that any conversation about Dylan Gabriel at this point is just bad. You know, because I'm so sick of the videos from his fiance and stuff. I'm over it.
I still don't think I've seen those.
Well, bro,
she
look them up.
She hates everything about being with him. It's incredible.
Oh, more than Jacob hates the earth?
I don't know about that, because Jacob had to sit there and watch that entire tech game yesterday, so he might hate everything about this planet more than anybody hates anything in history.
I wonder if it is the quarterbacks, though, or if it's just that organization and their inability to actually develop a good quarterback. There's a history there that suggests that. Also, Kevin, speaking of J.J. McCarthy, Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell says that McCarthy will start on Sunday. So there you go. He gets the game against the Packers, so that should be a dub.
But why?
Because he's got to start somebody.
Yeah, that's, you know what? Actually, I do think.
You think they're ever in the room and they say that? They're like, look, somebody's got to play.
I mean, kind of. I don't know if they use better language than that, but yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and man, I want to get in as much content as possible. So I'm going to give you a quick baseball nuggets note. A couple. The Giants did, in fact, finalize the deal with Tyler Mahle. It looks like it's going to be a 1-year deal worth $10 million, but probably far more concerning. Tatsuya Imai, he has signed with the Houston Astros. The Japanese ace gets a 3-year, $54 million deal worth up to $63 million if he hits a few different numbers there. Take a look at what he did last season in Japan. He had a 10-5 record, really feels like his offense let him down, with a 1.92 ERA and 178 strikeouts and 163 2/3 inning. He has a huge fastball, and he's played his entire career in Japan, and a lot of people have gone to compare him to Yamamoto.
Dude, his year before.
Yeah.
10-8. 187 strikeouts and 100. This dude can throw.
And the comparisons of Yamamoto and Trey is savage, and you just hate to see that going to, you know, a team that is obviously probably your biggest rival, a divisional rival. And I know that doesn't guarantee his success, but then you start to think, if he's anything like Yamamoto, and they got him for $18 million, at most $21 million per year, that is concerning.
Yeah, well, Kevin, I will say this, though. The year before, 5 hit-by-pitches. Last year, 10. So he's on a trajectory that isn't very good.
You know, see, you know how I'm going to spin that? He's a competitor.
He's competitive.
You crowd the plate. He's going to let you know.
He's a headhunter like Vicente Padilla.
Exactly. We're the KNC Masterpiece once again right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Woo! Okay, here we go.
Did you not play the intro? Oh, okay. Sorry, it's really loud in here, and people were saying it along with you. And then I thought, did they play that, or did I just hear it from the people? Okay.
Yeah, we got it rolling. It's been a wild week. Now, Corey, I know you probably thought you got off free. I had to get one from today, so.
Yeah, I'm over here playing with my candy bars.
Let's go and start with Alec, though. Might as well. He spent some time hosting, and this kind of just speaks for itself.
It's distracting and heavy!
Oh. I don't know if Alec wants to explain himself on that one, or
I want to know how much it will cost for you to create a dating profile that just says it's distracting and heavy.
It's distracting
and how much
and heavy.
He wins. Yeah, how he's going to win so much with that dating profile.
He was
very
be
honest,
passionate.
I have no idea why I said that.
Yeah.
I really don't. And I'm actually more concerned because I don't know why I said that. So, yeah, that happened. That happened.
It sure did. We approved, too. Let's go to Eric Chiafalo. He was on for some time. He knows something about a certain guy.
Yeah, that's probably the guy you want to do it with.
But who?
Because he's distracting and heavy. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
And the heaviness, the weight of it.
Yeah.
We'll
do you
go right.
Know who he was talking about?
I have no clue who he's talking about. But
great.
Let's go back to Alex
over here unwrapping candy during this segment.
Well, I mean, it's not a real gold coin, but it is a chocolate gold coin, and I love those.
Nice.
Now we are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We already know it's distracting and heavy, but apparently Alec also thinks.
And then I got tired of it because it was just big and bulky.
Bro.
Man, that just happened a minute ago.
I hate how quick you are, Dylan. I really do. And
I can't believe you're wearing shorts today, buddy.
Because of how big and bulky and distracting and heavy. Yes.
That's why you're tired of lugging it around. Just get some long pants. We'll cover it up.
I do want to shout out. Jacob Ray grabbed a lot of these clips this week, so shout out to him. Even though he does hate the Earth, we will thank him for this. Kevin, here's one of you. You do something with your mom.
I thanked her and gave it to my mom.
Oh.
Wait, play that one more time. I thanked her and gave it to my mom. Oh, dear.
Jeez.
That was about a gift card, I hope.
Wasn't
me too.
Jeez. That would
my
definitely
mom
walk
listens
the line.
To this show, too. Oh, dear.
Thanks.
It wouldn't be Masterpiece of the Week without Mickey Spagnola on.
And I'm sure they're coming. I'm sure they are. They've already been coming, right?
Can we do that?
Spags after dark.
Is that
man? You know, that's a great point. I really do think we should move Mickey to Fan After Dark. Like, I love Mickey Spagnola, but his type of shock jockery is just not fit for the middle of the day.
Here we are asking him to come on and give us insider information, and he's just like, no, I have a trajectory. I want to do.
And by the way, we're asking him to do extra days next week.
Corey, here's your one. Corey had one clip. Here it is from today.
You want me in that chair. You need me in that chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
What chair?
Now, wait, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Play it one more time because you will hear supportive Kevin yet again on this.
You want me in that chair. You need me in that chair.
Yeah. See?
You know what the follow-up, though, was sometimes.
I mean, that applies to everybody.
Are we talking what chair? The one in the corner of the hotel room? Or
oh, no.
Oh, dude.
Hey.
Holy cow.
Can I ask you a question about that?
There's no way you have a pivot from that.
I don't know if you can say this
I don't think you
word
should.
On the air. Okay.
I don't think you should. I think Choppy said
can,
it once
can
on air.
Women yeah, he did. Those two? Because I feel like usually men are...
I think so. Let's go look up the definition.
All right.
Okay, I got one more I got to get to. Fred Davis hopped on a KNC yesterday, and every time... Apparently he has some wild past life he lived.
I became a swinger 15 years ago, so I was pretty open sexually. Then, 3 years ago, I was approached by a company about doing porn.
You know what's interesting about that is clearly they should have approached Alec instead because...
All right!
They were like, it's too big and bulky.
Yes. It's man.
Yeah, they turned me down pretty quick. Yeah, he was talking about
his own lifestyle. I get it.
No, this
hold
is
on, like, hold on, pause. Yeah. If you had to pick one person at the station that you think was or is a swinger, who do you think it would be?
He works on the show after us.
Oh, yeah. Because the votes I heard shouted out of Choppy were going to be my vote. Maybe before he knew Sarah.
I can see Fred being an OnlyFans guy, though.
Yeah.
You know, he's making some extra cash on the side. He's a hustler.
That story that he was telling there was actually incredible. It was a failed OnlyFans model that he served in the Navy with.
Wow.
Yeah, and she's like homeless because nobody will buy her content.
Oh, no. Yeah. What's her name?
I forget her name.
I think she might have been at one of our Taco Buenos a few months ago.
Really?
Do you remember that one? Never mind. That's an off-air conversation. There are some people in this room who know what that's in reference to. I'm going to obviously vote for Alec, starting off soft strong with it's distracting and heavy.
It's distracting and heavy! Yeah.
He's had enough.
I, too, am voting for Alec. I'm voting for Alec the other one, though.
And then I got bulky. Tired of it because it was just big and bulky.
Yeah, he's just. So did you change it? Is that what I'm hearing? I got tired of it, so I just went to the doctor and had the reduction.
Yeah, you can downsize. Why do you think I'm wearing shorts right now, Majors?
that makes sense.
5-inch inseam, too, so we're it's working. I'm going to.
Okay.
I'm scared to pick what I really want to pick, so I'm going to vote for Fred and his past life as a porn star.
That's mine as well, Fred. Here we go.
I became a swinger 15 years ago, so I was pretty open sexually. Then 3 years ago, I was approached by a company about doing porn.
His delivery is amazing.
What a start to the new year.
But hold on.
Oh, don't Google her.
Now let's examine the logical flaw here.
Yes, that's her.
That is her. Huh?
You found her?
Yes.
Somebody texted it in.
What are your thoughts?
Well, let's go see.
Oh, my dear goodness.
That says X on it.
Oh. What? Are you looking at porn during the show?
No.
He's on the Google page.
It's on Ross's hotspot, so it's okay.
Okay.
Is that the hub?
I don't.
It says restricted profile. Yeah.
You got to log in to prove you're over 18.
Yeah, let's go find her somewhere else.
Well, we better.
It says actress by her name, so she's on IMDb, bro.
Sure. Yeah.
She's on IMDb?
Yeah. From Navy to.
Shut up! Stop saying things! Why are you still saying things?
Dude, she's. Yeah.
All right. I just want to point.
Oh, that looks naughty.
Yeah, that looks bad.
Oh, okay.
So I just was going to say something nice and heartwarming. Thank you.
Is that
to
a cigar?
You, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that is.
To you guys.
It really is.
For making us the highest rated show in our time slot for all of DFW radio.
Thank you. Yes.
She's a fan of Adam Vinatieri.
Personally, I don't get it. I don't care for this show. I feel like I've been very clear about that over the years, mm-hmm. and this segment has done nothing to change my mind.
Kevin, also on Sunday, the Twolos are having a party at the Bearded Monkey.
Okay.
Where I will be from noon to 3 is when I'll be there. So noon to 3, and the Twolos are hanging out with us. Bearded Monkey.
Really? That's just a straight promo?
Yes.
I thought for sure. I really thought for sure you were going to say something else.
Why would you? Why?
Well, because of everything that's happened today. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation next right here on 105.3 The Fan.
12 consecutive completions for Chambliss. Going for 13. He has it. And another touchdown. Harrison Wallace having the night of his life.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Heggy. Happy New Year, and how the heck are you?
Happy New Year, indeed. I am doing great. How much of your New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, I know sometimes there's other celebrations afoot, how much of it for y'all was dominated by college football?
I'd say about 85% of it or so. Had to run a few errands, but I was pretty locked in.
Yeah. What about the rest of y'all?
Same here, man. Yeah, it was full throttle, and
The first two games were obviously less than ideal in terms of yesterday's action, but man, we had a hell of a nightcap with Georgia and Ole Miss. Chambliss, my gosh, some of the amazing plays that he was making in that fourth quarter, big time third down stuff. How can you not be fired up? I think this is a likable Final Four, really, across the board.
Yes.
Oregon, likable squad. Most people really enjoy Dan Lanning. You have the Indiana story, which is absolutely incredible. I think everybody has a soft spot in their heart for Ole Miss right now and what they're doing and sticking it to Lane Kiffin, so to speak. And then Miami, the 10 seed, big time underdogs, and they go and get it done as well. So this is a fun Final Four right now.
Okay. Now, you said sticking it to Lane Kiffin. Is there anything about the fact that LSU is paying him those win bonuses from Ole Miss?
He gets $750 to go in, and then if they advance to $750, and then $1 million if they win it. Yeah, he got $500,000 for winning that game.
So isn't he just getting the best of everything right here?
And unless they go on and win it. If they go on and win it, and he ends up punting on, I mean, even getting this far, but getting to the title game and certainly winning it, it's like, bro, you went to LSU to go win, and maybe you will do that.
Yeah.
But right now, we know that you totally punted on an opportunity to be a national championship head coach and bring glory to Oxford for the first time.
Yeah, I'm totally okay with that. You know, if you want to punt on all that, I'm totally okay with all that. Hey, by the way, that Indiana coach.
Yeah.
He's making a lot of coaches around college football look really bad right now.
Yes, he is.
So.
He really is.
We were kind of talking about that. Sorry to jump in there. Yeah. I do want your thoughts on this.
Yeah.
Is 1-7 for the teams with the bye, but like it's not like their game was even close.
No. Bigger picture.
Okay, tell me.
Bigger picture. No. Every one of these coaches now in college football are getting paid a lot of money to go to these places. This guy has brought Indiana basketball school to the brink of potentially winning a football national champion in 2 years. Think right. about what he's done. Everybody's like, oh, well, hire this coach, hire that guy. This guy has taken Indiana, built a program in a way that nobody really wants to play these guys. They're extremely tough. They're well-coached. They're disciplined. You know, their recruiting budget is not the biggest. But every coach that comes into a program, it's like, oh, we're going to win. We're going to do this. He's done this in back-to-back years. So he's making a lot of coaches that are making a lot more money than him look really, really bad right now.
And to your point, when he got there, they had more losses than any Division I team.
No question.
Football history.
Yep.
And then the stat I saw yesterday brought us, it was astonishing to me. This is Indiana's fourth bowl game win ever.
Yep, ever. And so that's, you know, predominantly a basketball school, as we all well know. But he's come in there, and listen, he said he was going to come in there and win. I mean, he had a plan for how he was going to do it. He's got a really good quarterback. But you look at all his roster and some of the other players he has, he's got really good players, but they play well together, and they're so competitive. In 2 years, this guy's lost two games. You know, when Indiana forever is all they've done is lose games. And he went in there, and there's a shot that this team is going to win the national championship. Think about that. Think about coming into a program in 2 years. It's like, mainly, well, we need a 5-year build here. We're rebuilding and all. This guy said, hey, take your rebuild and stick it up, you know what? You know, he went right in there. And there's a lot of coaches right now, if you're athletic directors around the country, and you're looking, wow, why did I not hire that guy? You know?
I believe if they win these next two, that Indiana would be the second school in NCAA history to have an undefeated football national champion and an undefeated basketball
1976
national champion.
Yeah, 75,
yeah,
76.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, what school was it?
I can't. Dang it, I forgot the other one. How do you guys power rank the last four teams? Like, is Indiana your unquestioned one, and how do you rank the other three?
Yes, I think Indiana is clearly number one. Like, there isn't a weakness on this team. They play smart. They're in position. They're tough. I mean, everything that Brian just said, it, you know, times two for me. After that, it's hard to stack up. I mean, Miami did such a good job owning the line of scrimmage, and they have a veteran quarterback. But I'm going to go Indiana, Oregon, Miami, Ole Miss.
Yeah, I think I go the same way there. I think the Dante Moore factor for Oregon is big there because I think that's the quarterback advantage. But Miami on the offensive and defensive line is legit. I would definitely go Indiana 1. I mean, there's no way you can do anything other than that. They are next level. And they have the physicality factor, too, plus they have the quarterback. Like, they seem like they're clearly the most well-rounded right now. Then I would probably go Oregon, Miami, Ole Miss as well.
I'll tell you what, man. Don't sleep on Ole Miss or Miami right now. I mean, those are two teams.
Any one of these four could win,
I mean, that Miami gets after your ass. If you turn this thing into a game where all of a sudden you have to throw the ball, Miami is all over you with that pass rush. You know, I mean, they got after Texas A&M. They got after Ohio State. I mean, two really good offensive lines. So, I can say if you're – Indiana clearly has the numbers right now with the record, but – any one of those four teams, I think, could win this thing. Ole Miss, you know, I kind of felt like that they were going to, you know, start playing with their food and stuff like that. But, hell, you know, they got Kirby Smart going for it on fourth down. They get a stop. What do? They punish them with a touchdown. Yeah, Ole Miss is legit.
What do you find, fellas, got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking, including the Stephen Jones at 4:30.
All right, looking forward to that roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in studio right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say it's good to see you this year, Kevin.
No.
Say it.
No.
Good night, Kevin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.